Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Quinn's going to address the media in about 10 minutes. We will carry that live. But there has been some news this morning related to the RFK site. You know, this was supposed to be the formality second vote on the stadium. And apparently the team is not happy and they have a, quote, deep concern regarding last minute new demands made by the city council. Joining us right now is our friend from Channel 9, Eric Flack, at Eric Flack TV on X. So today was supposed to be a formality. Maybe it isn't. You can speak to that. But what are the last, 11th hour demands that the council or requests that the council is asking the team for?
Yeah, there are potential amendments being offered to the deal that was already agreed to, one of which would penalize the team. Mendelson, the chairman of DC Council, put the number at $10 to $14 million a year for not meeting the timeline to build the 6,000 units of affordable housing that is supposed to go along with the stadium on the RFK site, that housing, a key component of the stadium deal in a city that lacks housing and lacks affordable housing. DC Council actually talking about that right now, debating whether or not they want to push the commanders on that issue. There are also environmental concerns. I just spoke with the chapter head of Sierra Club DC. They say there is about two dozen heritage trees. If you've ever been down to the old RFK, right outside the stadium armory where the circus used to be, if you're a Washingtonian, you know, there are all those big, huge trees that line that green area. There are also trees surrounding RFK and the river. They're known as heritage trees. Right now, according to Sierra Club, the team is being given a waiver to cut all those trees down, which typically you would get penalized in D.C.
Right.
for doing so. Those fees have been waived, and Sierra Club wants to save those trees or make the team pay to cut those down to replant. Or there's been talk of potentially moving the trees, which is something that is possible, although they have seen pictures. I'm going to try and tweet out some pictures here soon about what the trees look like. But they are they're big trees, and moving them and replanting. Sierra Club also calling on the team to make this much more green, environmentally friendly stadium than it is right now. Sierra Club claims it is worse than lower standards or second only to Atlanta, and they want reusable cups. They want very low emissions. They also
this is the Sierra Club demands, which they're making those demands through Mendelson and the city council.
They have a sympathetic ear in some member of the DC council. I think the idea of the penalty for not doing the housing Was Mendelsohn talked about it yesterday? I was actually told by a source that it wasn't Mendelsohn's amendment, but there are potential amendments that have been kicked around dealing with these Sierra Club issues and making this stadium environmentally friendly, green, with the reusable cups and things of that nature, which they say it is not right now. So as you may or may not have heard, there's a letter that the team sent to the council as a whole this morning. They said it jeopardizes the deal. So we don't know if that's posturing or not, but they sent a pretty strongly worded letter.
They did.
To the D.C. Council.
So what's your hunch? Are they really ticked off? Is the deal in jeopardy or not?
Yeah, I think they're ticked off. I know they're ticked off. I know they're ticked off. And the question is whether or not they're going to throw away the whole deal. I asked the Sierra Club guy, I was like, you know, people are going to say, are we going to throw away a $3.7 billion stadium over reusable cups and trees? And his point is like, yeah, well, are we? I mean, like, you know, why? I asked the Commanders. Are the Commanders going to throw away this deal over reusable cups and trees? I feel like the housing thing with the $10
billion. That's a big penalty, right? $10 to $14 million a year?
That's the number that Mendelsohn put on it yesterday. And I think, and again, the debate is going on right now. I believe the Commanders have concerns that there are things outside of their control that could cause them to miss the timeline.
Right.
And they don't want to be penalized.
Well, wouldn't part of that be whatever the city's, you know, infrastructure responsibilities are?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but it's ultimately, I think, the Commander's responsibility to work with the developers to get the housing done. I mean, yes, the city has to prepare the site, but I don't think preparing the site is the biggest challenge. I think, you know, a lot of talk has been made about, you know, who controls the purse strings for the developers to actually develop the site even outside the stadium. And I think a lot of that falls on the team. And so obviously there are some benchmarks, some timelines the team has promised, but there are no penalties for not making good on those promises. And that is an issue that has kind of been a stickler dating back to, you know, the early parts of this discussion, is that how do we hold the team accountable if they don't do what they say they're going to do?
Got it. All right. Well,
they only need seven votes, though. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, they only need seven votes. What time was the vote supposed to take place today?
Oh,
do you know?
Gosh. I mean, we are so far behind. We are so far behind. Like, it was they also have a lot of other big issues on the agenda. I think they're talking stadium amendment right now, but, you know, it's anybody's guess, Kevin.
All right. I can't imagine that they don't have seven votes for this, right?
You wouldn't think.
Okay. Still not the best taste left in the mouth of one of the two partners and in the biggest investor in this deal to go at him at the 11th hour that way. Eric, thanks.
For the Commanders to send a letter, though, they have
What'd you say?
For the Commanders to send a letter, though.
Yeah.
You know, which they knew was going to eventually get out. They have to be a little
pretty upset.
Perturbed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks. Appreciate it as always.
All right, bye.
All right. Dan Quinn is addressing the media. Do you want to break first, Max, or do you want to go to that?
Yeah, let's hit that break so we can get the whole press in full.
All right, we'll come back. We'll have Dan Quinn's beginning to end press conference today. I'm sure there will be a lot more on Jaden. As we mentioned before, Marcus Mariota is going to be the quarterback taking the quarterback press conference responsibilities, not Jaden today. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.